Welcome back, everybody. It is a tasty time here at our community today here. We want you to meet some special people. Taste some special food today. As we meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's very hungry OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. With our host, John, you're just making my mouth water here today. This food smells so good today here.
Teresa brought some delicious empanadas. Oh, wow. Let me welcome everybody, of course, to our community podcast show, where our community is your community, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Today, we have a special guest, Teresa Razo, owner and CEO of Villa Roma and Cambalache Restaurants, grill restaurants. She's a Latina entrepreneur, an author and speaker, entrepreneur woman of the year, wife and mother of two amazing boys, and as we all know, has an amazing husband, Mr. Chef Leo Razo. Teresa, yes. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much, Johnny. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here. And I'm just so grateful to be here. And thank you for doing this. This is great where everybody gets to know our community.
Yes, yes. And we're going to get into all of that fun community stuff that we always do. Thank you so much for bringing these delicious empanadas. Tell everybody briefly what we see here in front of us.
And hold them up because on the camera they're cut off. Yeah, so just pick them up there.
Right there.
You can see them
there.
Right
you
there.
Well, we had some beef empanadas here. They're traditional Argentine empanadas. And like Johnny said, it was full, but now it's halfway full.
We're going to taste some today here. I don't know. John didn't want to do this. We're going to taste some and try some. Can I tell you my quick story? I don't usually talk on the show, but I got to tell you the story I told.
Sure.
I live over near Ladera, and I never tried an empanada. My neighbor comes over to me. He's Russian. And he comes over and he says, oh, my God, I discovered this place. They have this most incredible thing called empanadas. They're like this folded over pocket of beef and stuff and everything. Oh, look at that. And I said, I never heard of it. He took me over there. Oh, my God, we both went crazy for this thing here. Why is this not America's next big hot food here? Empanadas. This is so from Argentina, I guess, right?
Yes, from Argentina. And it has become a very popular dish or just entree. Everybody just loves to have empanadas, and there's, been growing. Everybody's been growing, and, now we sell so many. We started with 100, a week, and now it's thousands, and people love them and enjoy it.
And what is it? Is it an Argentinian dish, or
yes.
is it something? So
yes,
explain it for those that can't taste it here today. What is it?
So we have several kinds, or the filling is different. These particular ones here are ground beef. So it's just basically cooked ground beef with spices and a little bit of bell peppers.
But it's like a pocket. It's like a
little hot pie.
Little hot pie, yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's like a little hot pie. And they're artisan, so because every single one of them we make, produce, and close by hand. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of work, a lot of love in each little
And what else
empanada.
Is it? I taste some onions and some other things. So
yes,
some spices
onions,
and everything.
Yeah, and we import some of the spices so that they are traditional from Argentina.
And I can attest that I've been to the restaurant many times. And I can actually see the lady as you walk
yes.
by there,
mm-hmm.
one by one, making these empanadas.
Yes.
How many empanadas would you say she makes, I don't know, weekly, monthly, your staff does?
On a monthly basis, I think we're producing over about 35,000 empanadas right now.
35,000 empanadas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Congratulations. That is such a success story, because that goes to show consistency, right?
Yes.
Of your product and mm-hmm. the quality of it, right?
Yeah. And there's a little story about it also, because, we would sell empanadas, yeah, and maybe we'd sell 20 a day, 50, maybe 100 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with Empanada Tuesday.
Mm. Okay.
And I thought it was just a way of, first of all, give thanks to the people, to our community, saying, okay, here's an opportunity for you to take an empanada at half price.
Yes.
So if it's $3, it's $1.50 or something like that. And you can enjoy those empanadas and, share it with your friends, share it with your family. and people get to taste it, get to know it, but it's a good price, you know, it's a special price.
Yes.
And thinking outside the Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
And we started with that. And
what
now,
a great concept. So it just grew from there.
It grew from there. So now not only on Tuesdays, but we also sell a lot during the rest of the days, but it's because people know it and they're perfect for your Super Bowl, for your family gatherings, graduations, anything, name it.
And I will tell you, my kids love the day you also have the discount, and you have them all the time, but we love when you have the pizza, right? Those are what
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays,
2-for-1.
2-for-1. And let me tell you, the pizzas there are delicious. My boys love them. I love them. I could probably eat a whole pizza by myself. I mean, they're really good. I love that it's like that thin, kind of like
thin
soft
crust. And we have different pizzas than the out of the normal. We have the Argentine pizza, and then we also invented a chimi pizza, which is the skirt steak, traditional skirt steak with chimichurri pizza. So it's a white chimichurri pizza with steak.
Now, since we're talking about food, Teresa, I don't know if I should show everybody on the camera what you brought me, which is the special Leo sandwich.
I think you should.
Should I show everybody?
Yeah, and that was a sandwich.
Okay, let me grab it.
Yes.
Let me get it.
And
talk to them about it while you're...
Well, and while you're doing that, explain to me. This is the confusion I had when I went there. It's Via Roma. This is an Italian restaurant.
She brought us.
So when I go there, I'm not expecting Argentinian food in a place called Via Roma. Are there a lot of Italians in Argentina? How did you come to own Via Roma and add Argentinian elements to a classic Italian restaurant?
Well, it's definitely, there are numerous, back in the years, there's numerous immigration from Italy into Argentina. So pretty much all restaurants in Argentina are Italian Argentine. So we started with Villa Roma just as an Italian restaurant. That's why it has more of an Italian name. And then it grew. And in the process, it grew into an Argentine and Italian, and now we have both combination there. And you know, it's
and what is this? What is this sandwich?
This is a lomito sandwich, lomito especial, but Leo style, so Chef Leo style.
That's yours.
So it has avocado and egg and everything.
We have such a hard job today to do.
Yes, I know. Look, they ignore me, and now they're eating.
Just keep talking. We'll keep
going, right? Okay. All right, I'll put my headset back
on. So what is Argentinian food like? Explain to us, because I'm totally unfamiliar with Argentinian cuisine.
Well, it's a lot of meat. There are probably one of the countries that is the best in its meats. They take pride in that and how to cook, not only on their meats, but how to cook their meats. It's just mesquite grill and just deliciously flavored with their sea salt, Argentine salt.
I've read about, what are they, gauchos? Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, the gauchos.
The cowboys, basically.
Yeah,
it's a whole cowboy culture, and just like in the American West, where they drove cattle and ate beef, and that same on the big plains and whatever you call it, I don't know what they call the plains in Argentina, but the...
Yep.
The pampas or something?
The pampas. And, you know, they're excellent on their meats and empanadas and potatoes and salad. There's a lot of other things that they produce, but basically a lot of meat. And their cuts are very particular, and they just enjoy a nice asado. That's what they call it, a nice asado, an Argentine grill.
Well, I got to tell you, this sandwich is a sandwich that I know it's my go-to sandwich.
Yes.
If I'm bringing a client over to Villa Roma or Cambalache. But I got to also say, the raviolis are a quiet secret plate that people don't know about.
Yes.
And when I take family or friends, we get those as like an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my wife loves the calamari. But those raviolis and what we call the sopita sauce.
Uh-huh.
My boys love the bread with the sauce that comes in the ravioli.
It's the pink sauce.
Mm-hmm. And that's a combination, right, of two sauces?
Yeah, marinara and Alfredo, basically.
That sauce, we could sell barrels of it, like, to people. Once people try that bread with that sauce, and I'm sorry that everybody's probably at lunchtime, like, getting really hungry. I can just hear my wife right now when I get home today. I was listening to the show.
And I was
thinking about the sandwich, the empanadas. I mean, that sauce is delicious.
Yes.
And a lot of people, the raviolis, I know you do a lot of catering, right?
Yes, we do a lot of catering. And a lot of people, you know, we always tell them, you know, you can choose the sauce and this, and it's probably the favorite.
We'll keep talking about all this. And we'll definitely want to plug in that this Sunday, right?
Yes.
You have Paella Fun Day. Tell everybody about that, please.
Paella Fun Day, it's really, I call it Paella with the Purpose event. Leo has represented the U.S. In making paella in Spain in the competition.
Okay.
So he represented in Spain back in 2018, I believe. And then
talk about that for a second. There's a paella competition in Spain.
Yes, there's a traditional paella competition in Spain.
And how did he get selected from Orange County here to represent the United States in this event here?
Well, he participated in several qualifications here. Mm-hmm. He had to do paella, and then he would have to win his place there. So after doing a couple competitions, he was selected to represent U.S. in Spain. And from there, he came back, and, you know, we've always done paella. But when we discovered that he could do a lot more with paella and really do what we love, which is help the community, we started doing catering for paellas to help nonprofits or to just raise money. And we created Paella with a Purpose. So every paella that we make has a purpose. It's either if you have a catering, we pay all the costs, and whatever's left, we put it in Paella with a Purpose. And it helps children with cancer. It helps anybody in need. We send food over to different shelters or families. Yes. And we also do, you know, we call it dispensas, which is groceries for elderly people back in Leo's hometown in Jalisco, Mexico.
I got to tell you, Teresa, what you guys do in the community is just fabulous. I wish... For those of you that haven't been to Villa Roma or Cambalache, of course, Villa Roma is in Laguna Hills.
Yes.
Right off of La Paz there. Many of you may already know about it, but I think what's beautiful to share is I know I was there myself a few years back before the pandemic when you all went to feed, what was it, 180, 200?
280
homeless families, right?
In Anaheim.
It was indoor at this place, and I remember being there. How many paellas did you make that day?
I think we made about four.
They're huge,
though. Four or five paellas, huge paellas. I can't remember. Yeah.
And I remember they kept coming back for more.
Yes.
For more. And just, I couldn't stop smiling. My face hurt from smiling. Your heart just brought you so much joy. And there was children there. Children, families.
Elderly.
And for them to just enjoy what in essence, we're enjoying right now.
Mm-hmm. And we had paella with shrimp and everything. I mean, it was just like what we would sell at the restaurant. So... You know, a lot of people, it's like, wow, it has the meat. Wow, it has this. Mm-hmm. And also very important to know is that, you know, people always, maybe a lot of people just stereotype. They say homeless people in drugs or alcohol. Yeah. And that's not always the case.
Exactly.
And actually, especially in these times, a lot of people just really suffered a lot through COVID and lost a lot of things. And, you know, it's really hard. I mean, if you have a family and you lose the dad, which is the main supporter financially, then, you know, what do you do? And there's a lot of people there that had to lose everything because they went through an illness or just because something didn't go right.
Yes.
And there is a lot of people there, or they're elderly, and there's no way to live if you don't have family that supports you as an elderly person.
And you make such a great point. I know through ROC Hospice, you had always helped us in many forms and ways, charity-wise, supporting some of the families that I know there's seniors who can't get out. They can't get food. And you guys were bringing food to them.
Yes.
That is just... beautiful.
Yeah, especially during the pandemic because, first of all, they can't get out as it is.
And they were scared to get out,
and they were scared and they were compromised.
Yes.
So we also created, I was part of a group, amazing group that was created Delivering with Dignity. And then we also had food boxes or whoever reached out to us. We were able to get volunteers on the side and help out. Or we communicated a lot with school districts because they're the ones that have a better understanding and know which family is needed. And, you know, it was really hard times. And the only thing I can think of is how can we help? And Paella with a Purpose helped us do a lot more things because it started with a sack of rice and we turned it into a big thing. And, you know, Paella with a Purpose now has been able to, between nonprofits and what we raise and everything, probably raised over $300,000 to help.
Wow. $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Man, congratulations. Seriously. And I got to say that food is a common denominator. What did you say? Like, it brings people together.
Brings people together. And what we, yeah, we have restaurants and it's, you know, great. We have a market in Delhi. We have restaurants. But for me, the restaurants have been really a vehicle to really do my passion, which is go out there and do in the community what I love to do and just help and support and inspire and, you know, truly help, you know, who's in need. And, you know, we always say that it's something that we have in stone there at both restaurants is, you know, we prepare food and you can get food anywhere.
Exactly.
Every block or, exactly. you know, anywhere you want. But our food is just doesn't satisfy, you know, just your palate or doesn't satisfy just because you're hungry.
Yes.
We want it to satisfy the soul.
Yes.
And that's a big thing for us. And Leo always says, you know, he prepares food. And with love.
Yes.
And we always garnish it with gratitude because every plate, you know, is full of gratitude.
Tell us a little bit about where that love came from. I mean, you, where did that come from? You, I know one day we'll have Leo here on the show, but tell us about you. Where did that come from in your upbringing?
Well, God, it was really interesting how I got into it. It's all Leo's fault.
Leo's fault.
It's Leo's fault.
Es tu culpa, Leo.
Sí. Well, my parents are from Jalisco, Mexico.
Okay.
And, you know, we, our culture, you know, especially.
Great food there, right?
Great food, but yes. always there's a saying in our culture is like, there's one more person, ponle más agua a los frijoles.
Right.
You know, put more water to the beans.
Yes.
Because that same pot of beans that was going to feed four, now is going to feed six. And that's very common for us to share. Or if you're eating something, even somebody walks by, it's like, you want some? It's to share.
Yes.
So food is part of the culture of, you know, and food brings people together.
Yes.
And
that's something that was instilled in you at a young age.
At a young age and always as a culture. Because I was born here, but every summer my dad would drive. We would drive from here to all the way to Ocotlán, Jalisco.
Really?
Yes.
That's a drive.
Yeah. Well, and we made it even longer because he would stop in, you know,
different spots.
Mexicali, because he had a family.
So that's kind of nice. You got to see different areas as a child growing up, right?
And I don't know, maybe I went 8, 9 times like that, and we would go there, and then, you know, we enjoyed all of the summer, maybe a whole month, you know. We stayed there and interacted with family, the culture, the whole thing, and then we came back, and then it was for me time to go to school. So every summer I would go. Unfortunately, that stopped when I was 10 because my dad passed away.
So sorry to hear that.
But
that's great that your dad, by taking you and traveling, you got to learn the culture, the food, maybe the art, the music,
everything.
And that stayed in your heart, even though you were born here and in reality you were raised here in the U.S. The fact that he did that played a huge role in your life because it affected now your career.
And not only that, but we would go through the whole year, we would go to garage sales on Saturdays.
Okay.
And I was the one on the, I don't know if anybody remembers, the Penny Saver. It was
this little catalog, right?
Yeah.
In case people don't know out there, all the young people, what is a Penny Saver?
Yeah.
Like the Yellow Pages. What is that?
Yeah. So it's something like that, the Yellow Pages.
So you would go through the Penny Saver.
Find out the garage sales, and my dad would buy sometimes used or sometimes new clothes, because sometimes you would find good stuff there.
Yes.
And he would pile it up, and every time we would drive to Ocotlán, Jalisco, he would have boxes and suitcases full of it, and we would take it to and donate it to this part of Ocotlán to the family. We would
giving
give
back.
It to and give
so
it back
to. So he was giving you an example of what to do, how
without
to give back.
Me knowing, I was raised like that.
That's
and
beautiful.
Until later years, I realized that was instilled in me, and that's why giving is just so normal.
Yes,
and it's part of me, and it's part of the culture.
Yes.
And then I found Leo, and Leo's the same or better.
Yes.
You know, so it was like, okay.
Yes.
And it's part of what you have in the heart. So it's not about giving and thinking of what you're going to get or anything. It's just giving, you know.
But I got to say, everyone listening, Teresa Razo here that's joining us today from Villa Roma in Cambalache Restaurant. And, of course, many of you know her husband, Chef Leo, also. You guys provide an environment that when you come to the restaurant, it's this family atmosphere, you know.
Yes.
It's not just the food. Mm-hmm. It's also this environment that we all love. Share with us a little bit about, you guys do pairings, right? Tastings, because I know my wife and I love those.
Yes.
And those also sometimes benefit different fundraisers.
Yes.
Share with us a little bit about that, because I love those. We love those, and I think people need to know about it.
Yeah, well, we try to do it every month. Sometimes we can't, just depending on the month and the situation. But we pair winery mm-hmm. with maybe 3 to 5 courses that mm-hmm. Leo prepares.
Yes.
And then we have somebody there explaining the wine or talking to you about, mm-hmm. you know, where the wine came from or, you know, have special prices. Sometimes we've had, like I think last time, a couple of weeks ago, we had the winemaker directly from Argentina.
Oh,
just
wow.
There at Villa Roma and having the wine tasting. He even played some songs. And
Anito Verde's guy? Is that who you're talking about?
He's the winemaker for Felipe Staiti wines.
Yes.
Yeah, but he has his own wines.
Okay. Okay.
So we do all that, and just, you know, everything helps us. Even if you come for a lunch, even if you come for an empanada.
Yes.
We're always looking at who to help.
Yes.
You know, we do particular events like this, you know, to fundraise or to help. Last Friday, we did a great, fabulous, beautiful event to raise funds for the Rotary Club
yes.
in Orange County.
Yeah.
At the Ocean Institute in Dana Point.
Nice.
And,
I saw that.
Yeah, we were there making paella for 200. And, you know, we do all that. But every single thing that counts, every time you come to Villa Roma or Cambalache, rest assured that you are coming and you're just not enjoying the food. But you're helping us help others.
You're helping bless others, right?
Yes.
I got to tell you, I got to bring this up. The ceviche that he made on one of these tasting nights that you did, the pairings. Oh,
yes.
My wife and I, and I know others, love that ceviche.
And we still owe you a ceviche.
You do? Where's that ceviche?
Well, not here.
It's in the bag?
Well, I don't know. Talk to Leo.
I think it's important people, and I know we only have a few minutes left. It's important people understand, because we've had so much fun. It's gone by so fast, and we'll bring Leo also back, or both of you mm-hmm. back. But it's also for people to know that, yes, they're Italian. Yes, they're Argentinian. But when you do these pairings, I look at it as like, me and my wife can't wait to see what he's going to make.
Yeah.
It's like opening a present. What is he going to, the dessert, the
it is.
The entree.
And it's international cuisine, because sometimes you have to pair it with whatever wines you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just the way he pairs the wines with the food is just how we pair our life with our community.
It's art.
It's just part of it. And I'm just grateful to be in the business. And like I said, I started with him and started helping him, you know, put maybe this color over there, this wall, this decoration. And a couple of years I ended up running the place and I love it.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but I also want to make sure everybody knows you guys are also one of our Estrella Awards winners a few years back.
Yes.
And thank you for everything you do for us at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. A lot of supporting our events. And also, of course, you guys are parents to two great young men, right?
Yes.
And so shout out to them if they're listening, right? Or
yes.
if they see this later.
They'll probably see it later. But yes that's I'm very honored. Grateful and blessed to have him as I'm just honored. It's an honor to be their mom. And mm-hmm. Luis is 15. He's my wrestler, and he's just an amazing young boy.
Awesome.
And becoming
shout out to Luis.
Yeah, shout out to Luis and Emiliano. He's my little
business guy.
I think
he's gonna run the business one day, or be the attorney for the business, right?
Yeah, he. If you want to argue, come to him.
He's a debater.
Yeah, if you want to practice your debating skills,
I wonder where he got that from.
I don't know where he got
that. I don't know either.
I don't know. Mom is really calm.
Mom is really shy.
Yeah,
yes.
Really shy, and Dad is the same. And
no, you know, our children obviously play a huge role in our lives, and I see how you and Leo, you're so supportive, not only with your children but the schools and the community. I love that about what you guys do.
Yeah.
Constantly giving back.
It's really important to be part of it, because I feel that if we, wherever you are, whoever you are, if you concentrate in your little community around there, if we would all do that, it would be just a different place, you know. And with my kids, I make sure that they know where I'm at right now and who I'm at with. and they know what we're doing and what's the impact. And then every night we reflect, what did I do? How did it impact? Or I even share texts of people that send it to me, because I want them to know that if the time that mom's not there, what she's doing. And I feel that kids learn better by seeing than by hearing.
Exactly.
Sometimes they don't hear everything, but they hear it their way,
yes.
You know. And by this way, they get to know. They know that dad went to do a delivery right now. He's coming back from Riverside for feeding a shelter.
Wow.
So,
Thank you, Leo. Shout out to Leo and all the staff. I know you have a lot of
amazing staff.
The hardworking staff. And I know you're constantly thanking them and appreciating them. And we want to thank you for being here. I know it's gone by so fast. The empanadas, amazing, guys.
I know. You ate half of the time.
The sandwich. No. I'm gonna eat all this. It's just, you know.
Can I just do a shout out? Because I'm not familiar with the restaurant. And other than the empanadas there, which I go in and buy. That sandwich was amazing.
Thank you. I told you.
It's like, what? It's like a fried egg or something?
Hey, you got to come. They got to come
the steak
try it out.
Was moist. Usually when you get real thin steak like that, it gets tough or whatever. It was very moist and tasty.
Just make sure they ask for Leo's special
sandwich. The Leo's special sandwich.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can get it with avocado. You can get it with egg. But it's just a delicious sandwich. And this is an Argentinian sandwich, like we talked about.
It's an Argentinian.
Many people make, quote unquote, kind of compare it to like a Mexican torta, but it's very different.
Yes.
Very different. And it's become one of my favorites.
And what's the event again this week? Tag it one more time.
Yes. The Paella Fun Day, which is Sunday, this Sunday coming up, June 26th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be wine, sangria, takeout, of course, if you want to just come by and take some to go.
Right.
You can dine in. It's paella with a purpose. Also, I think supporting, right?
It's paella with the purpose.
And paella is what? It's a Spanish rice. It seems to me like you throw everything but the kitchen sink in there.
It's so delicious. Very moist, very delicious rice, right, Teresa?
It's definitely the most traditional, you know, dish in Spain. And yes, it's a process. And the best thing is that people can see how the process goes. Because first you kind of fry, you cook everything. Then they put the water. It looks like a soup. And then later it turns into just rice with the
protein. Watching it be made.
It's a
cool process.
It's a journey.
Yes. I do a lot of videos. It's really fun. So definitely come out, folks, and support the event. Call the telephone number I'm about to give you, 949-454-8888. 880 is the last four numbers. And again, that's Villa Roma in Laguna Hills. Teresa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you. Folks, don't forget to visit us at OCHCC.com, our chamber website, and our Instagram at OCHCC on Instagram and on Facebook, Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We do have our golf tournament coming up August 30th. I know Teresa and Leo are usually there, and we do a paella, and it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So you also can get to meet them there. Thank you so much for everything you do, Teresa. Say hello to Leo for us.
I will.
And hopefully we'll have him soon on the show.
Yeah, and maybe he can bring paella.
Ooh.
He's got to come now.
Would you
he's
be okay with that, Paul?
This was incredible. Please bring more food like this. Oh, my goodness. Well, feed the producer.
I want to appreciate everything. And thank you, Johnny, and thank Paul, and thank the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and everybody out there. You know, we're here for you. Let us know if we can do anything. We're all about community more than a restaurant. But, of course, come in and enjoy our food and, you know, get a little taste of
the raviolis, folks. The raviolis. Go try the raviolis. And the calamari is really good.
Yeah.
Folks, we got to run. I'm so sorry. Yes. It went by so fast. Thank you, Teresa. They also have delicious desserts that we have here in the front. My mom, by the way, loves these desserts that they have there. And so, folks, thank you for tuning in. Where our community is your community. We'll see you next Wednesday. Paul, take it away.
Well, as he holds up some of the food here again, hold up some of the desserts there. We'll just thank you again for joining us at this feast. What a feast for the eyes. What a feast for the stomach. What a feast for the staff here today. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for joining us here in our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station. Well fed today. OC Talk Radio, streaming live from the University of California, Irvine's Be It Applied Innovation Center.